Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. The show will be airing the second Wednesday of every month. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Well, welcome, everybody. So exciting. We're having another wonderful day of love and moving into all these wonderful experiences within ourselves. As always, I always like to start off with a meditation. And if you're interested in having a one-question reading, you can make a donation on heartofmotivation.webs.com. And it's listed on the chat box, heartofmotivation.webs.com. And then click on the special events or the location tab, and there you can make any kind of donation. It's a way of giving back. And so we're going to close our eyes and go into a meditation, and then I'll give a channeled message that I'm hearing from the angelic realm and the higher vibrational love beings. And if anybody's spirit guides want me to pass on a message, I'm always excited about passing that on as well. And first, I want everybody to just give yourself a big hug. We're going through so many changes right now with the Pluto being so active and really making us go inward with awareness of what's no longer serving us. And through that awareness, we're able to let go of that of which is keeping us from moving forward in our connection with our inner spirit. And so sometimes when we focus on that of which we're letting go of, we can get caught up in that and feel a little stuck in that tornado effect if it's not what we want in our life. So always remember to focus in on your inwardness of your connection to the universe and love, and not of which you're letting go of, to help you to stay centered in that connection rather than in what you're letting go of. So a little keynote to help you stay above the midst of challenges or changes or movements that's going on in the midst of life. So let's close our eyes and just allow ourselves to take a moment to look inside and see what's going on inside. How are you feeling as you're breathing all the way down into your body and taking your breath even further down now into the base of your feet? What does that feel like? And as you have any thoughts, just allow them to float away like they're on imaginary clouds without any attention, without any focus. When we focus on those thoughts, we create a story. And when we allow that story to continue, that is when we have these experiences that may not be what we want in our life. So let's just for now let the thoughts go. Continuing to breathe all the way in and just let go. And then focusing in on your heart, that beautiful heart. Really bring in the breath all the way into your heart. And as you breathe into your heart, just allow the heart to become slightly bigger than the body, slightly bigger than the room, slightly bigger than the planet, where you have this connection to universal love. And this love is so profound and so rich and so nurturing. Just allow yourself to take that all the way into your body. Feel inside, almost like liquid that's filling up. First working all the way down into the base and of the feet, and then working all the way up into the top of the head. Feeling that nurturing as it fills you all the way up inside. What does that feel like when you allow this love to go all the way inside? Just float away. And when you're ready, just open your eyes and just allow yourself to feel that beautiful sense of nurturing inside. Okay, so let me see what kind of channeled message we have. I just keep seeing all this beauty, all this light inside the universe. It's so expansive. Sometimes what I'm hearing is we sometimes get so caught up in the limitations of the life that we're living. These limitations can come in so many different forms, can come in the form of relationships, in that sense of limitation. Where we focus in on what we're not having in life, and then we get stuck in that box feeling of not enoughness or not happy or feeling insecure or even in areas of our career or even money. For now, the biggest message I'm getting is with regard to relationships is the big thing right now, with so many people moving so much into their expansiveness with who they really are versus who they think they are, the illusions, the identification of their personality, that's who they're not, and who they really are is this mass expansiveness that's so infinite and so profoundly connected to the infinity of the unknown. And from that place of unknownness, there's things that come together when they're in alignment with the universe that comes into a form that is so much more playful and so much more nurturing and so much more, more is the big word, than the humanness could ever, ever perceive. But when it wants to get into the control and it wants to try to make things happen or force it to look a certain way into a certain form, then we get stuck in that limitation all over again. And as a result, we feel incomplete or unworthy or fearful. And then we let that go and we surrender that hold of that attachment to a form that we would like to create. We then experience a sense of freedom. So close your eyes for a moment and notice what that freedom would be like if you let go of the attachment of whatever it is you're holding on to that the humanness wants to manipulate or create in a way that's not flowing in the manner in which you'd like it to have, that's causing those frustrations or those difficulties or those fears or whatever it is that makes you feel separate from that expansiveness that you have when you're connected more from a place of freedom. What would that freedom feel like for you? Just allow it to come up in the form in which it's necessary. It could feel as a form of an energy or as a form of a thought or a form of a feeling. Without trying to make it happen, just breathe into that freedom and see what comes through for you. And if you feel that sense of freedom, I want you to really allow yourself to experience it fully inside. And at the same time, if you're not getting it right now, sometimes you get it a few minutes later, or could even be a little bit later on than a few minutes. It's all perfect. So now just imagine what that would feel like if you're not getting anything. And just allow yourself to just bring that into inside. Notice how much more peaceful you feel when you let go, place it with the sense of freedom. So much more exciting. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and just allow yourself to feel this experience. Give yourself a big hug. And take any notes if you'd like on what that experience was like for you. Okay. And so our next show is, always like to remember to say that in case we get some phone calls and I'll forget to say it. It's always the second Wednesday of each month. And so that's already in June. June 10th is when the next show is. And sometimes I'll throw in some extra shows. But for now, we're gonna, especially with the summer months. And happy spring, by the way. So our next show is on June 10th. You can mark your calendar and join us in the celebration of the expansiveness of love. One of the things that I always enjoy is when we're working on moving into this connection with love and a connection with the universe. It's always exciting when we're able to feel that connection and take it out into the world. Always go in first before you go out into the world and feel that connection with love and that connection with the universe, and then take that connection out into the world so that you always feel one with what it is you'd like to experience rather than a focus of what you don't want to experience. If you have any questions on the message that I shared, please feel free to call and I can answer any questions on this really profound message of expansive living and moving out of our limitations, whether it's in relationships or whether it's in money or whether it's in career, really moving that expanse more into your life and less of that limitation. The phone number you can call is 347-996-5066. And if you'd like to have a one-question reading, you can go to heartofmotivation.webs.com and click on the special events tab, and you can make your donation there. I created this new online series I'm excited to share with you. It's called Your Spiritual Journey from Human Consciousness to Spiritual Oneness. And it takes you on a journey of moving more of your human consciousness more into your spiritual oneness so that you have more of a life of greater love and greater joy and greater peace and greater prosperity. It includes a meditation, these four parts in this series, and you can pick and choose. You also learn about the interactive points inside your emotional, mental, and physical plane that I call the eight chakras. And in these energy points is where your beliefs are stored, and those beliefs have messages that are in alignment and some that are not, some that serve you and some that don't. And it's always exciting when you're in alignment because then you feel the sense of flow and the sense of aliveness instead of that sense of stuckness. And so we talk about the meaning of these eight chakras and how you can purify them and how you can expand them and allow the frequency to even be raised and solidified more with the universal love so that you're not stuck in that limitation that we got in our universal message today, and more in this expansiveness and less in the ego control and more in the freedom. And it goes through the ways in which you can continually move inward and purify these energy points so that you feel more at peace and more in the flow of joy, inner joy with life, rather than the chaos of what sometimes life has to introduce through the collective consciousness or through your lessons and so forth. And when you move above what I call an energy line and start to connect more with that sense of joy and that sense of peace and that sense of love in your emotional realm, then you start to feel more alive inside because you're connecting more with that. And when you're connected more with your fears and your insecurities, that's a trigger point that your emotions are then more in alignment with sadness or frustration, which creates that feeling of helplessness or separation. And that moves you out of that alignment and more into a separation feeling, which only creates more of what you don't want in your life. So always remember to go in and disconnect from that of which makes you feel stuck by surrendering, embracing it, and breathing into it, and then moving more into that sense of connection with the universe. So if you have any questions on that message, you can give me a call again at 347-996-5068. So let's just close our eyes and feel that experience. Sometimes we get a lot of calls and sometimes we just want to be in the moment and really feel the experience. And if you're interested in having a one question reading, I ask that you make any kind of donation. We have, 10 more minutes. So you're welcome to go to heartofmotivation.webs.com and you can click on the location tab and make any kind of donation, and then you can call in. I ask you to focus in on one question. Being an angelic walk-in, I have the ability to tune into your spirit guides. I also can tune into those that have crossed over when it's appropriate and the angelic realm to help you to give you the messages that are necessary for you and your evolution. Sometimes these messages are messages that bring a smile and help you to really move forward in action steps. And sometimes there are messages that are provided that brings you a smile that helps you to wake up to a lesson you're going through so that you can be done with the focus of trying to fix it or correct it or make it into something else, and gives you that sense of freedom to be able to have a different experience than that of which you're currently experiencing, if it's in an experience that you're not enjoying, by the way. So if you're interested in having a reading, please feel free to do the donation and then send me your phone number, just your prefix. And so I recognize it when you call into the show at 347-996-5068. I always like to do a gift, and this month I'm going to do a really special one that I've never done before. This weekend I'm having a special event on, it's kind of three parts. It's done either via phone, and there's one spot left, or via Skype, and I believe I have either one or two spots left, in which you get a meditation, a channeled message that relates to you and everybody in the group. And then I work with your spirit guides and the angelic realm to help to move more of your expansive energy in and less of the struggles and the insecurities and the fear. So they help to transmute those energies, and then you get a reading or an energy activation that they actually help to download with these higher vibrational love beings. And so if you are the first person to email me and you're open to committing to registering, it's a gift of one time only of $20 instead of paying the full price. And so you can take either Skype, which is at 6:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or via phone at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time p.m. And the spot that I have open for the person that registers, well, you have to email me so I can tell you how to register for the special price. And one spot left on Friday at the 5:30 time. And I have one spot left for the 6:55 on Sunday, the 24th, if you're interested in, oh, excuse me, I'm on the wrong date. It's the 15th or the 17th, and I'm already pushing time. There's one spot left open at 6:55, and then I also have one spot on Monday, the 18th at 6:55, so you can choose any one of those dates. So again, you could go ahead and email me at Angelica, A-N-G-E-L, Angel, Heart, H-E-A-R-T, of Motivation, at gmail.com. Again, that's Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Heart, E-A-R-T, of Motivation.webs.com. And only one person for the phone and one person for the Skype. So two gifts that I'm going to be offering for this weekend only at the special price. So that's my gift to you. I've never done that before, but I wanted to gift that to you. Okay, so again, we only have five more minutes. So if you're interested in asking a question based on the channeled message that I gave today that relates to everybody here that's on the phone, and also the collective consciousness of how to be able to expand into that, you can call me at 347-996-5068. I'm not sure, unless you do the donation, but really quickly, we may have time to take one caller if you're interested in that. So I'll keep an eye out. But in the meantime, if we don't have any questions and we're just enjoying these messages and the meditation, we're going to go into a deep inward meditation and solidify that message more inwardly with regard to the expansiveness rather than the limitations that we have in life. So we'll take a couple of minutes to bring that energy in as I call in the archangels if we close our eyes. And we're calling in the archangels and the higher vibrational love beings and the universe to allow us to feel this expansiveness of this energy that was channeled moving out of our limitations and our restrictions and our ego control, and instead allowing this freedom to take place more. The message was more in relationship to relationships. So we're going to ask that this energy be downloaded into everybody that's on this phone call and listening through the internet to help to get the gift of this experience of moving more of that energy of freedom and less of the forcing or controlling around this area that we feel constricted in or feel the limitations around. And just letting that go. Sometimes the holding on is what keeps us feeling stuck. Imagine just letting go of anything you're holding on to that you don't want anymore. Say, download this energy of expansiveness that's in alignment more with what they would like to have you experience, this expansiveness rather than this limitation feeling. You may feel it in the form of an energy, as I'm seeing so much energy coming in right now. Breathe that in. Sometimes when you're sensitive, I've heard people email me and say they feel it right in their heart, which I'm feeling right now. Just allow yourself to breathe that in, knowing that it's an opening of the heart to feel inside that nurturing of love and that connection to it. So much comes in a form of energy first, and then it creates a sense of form from that point on. Breathe that all the way in. And taking some deep breaths. Nice. Always in gratitude for the support of these vibrational beings, my family, the archangels, and the universal love of which I love so, so much. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and give yourself a big hug. And always in gratitude for those that choose to enjoy their evening with me on this show. I look forward to seeing you. It's fast how time goes next month at 8 o'clock. And again, the date of the second Wednesday of each month is June 10th. In the meantime, remember to always keep your focus inward first, taking that out into the world, filling yourself up with so much love so that you always feel that sense of nurturing, which helps to build your confidence, helps to bring you into alignment with so much of that peacefulness and less of the fears and the insecurities. Always remember, if you fill yourself up with love, you let go of those limitations that keep you stuck in the other vibrations that aren't in alignment with love and joy and peace. Wishing you so much love and always in gratitude. Peace and blessings.